We come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today, because I know you're going to be very blessed by a message by my father, Brother Hardy, entitled The Secret Place of the Most High from Psalm 91. You know, I pray this psalm over my family every day. I know that these promises are timeless and these words are powerful. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this beautiful message by Brother Hardy, The Secret Place of the Most High.
But they got their eyes in the flesh, and they chose Saul because, fleshly speaking, he was head and shoulders above the rest. But when you get your eyes in the flesh, honey, the devil's got a Goliath that was twice as big as Saul. Because if you make the cubic 23 inches, Mr. Goliath was 13 feet tall. My God, his nose weighed more than most people in here. That ugly looking thing. And that's what he did. He come out there with that ugly nose and mouth and roared, ah, ah, and all of Israel. So my God, Saul, he's twice as big as you. And that's what the devil does, trying to get you to look in the flesh and conjure up his old evil, scary face and growl a little bit. Rah! And I said, devil, we're going to have face contests. I win before we start. Because you're the most beautiful thing and I'm the ugliest, so I win. I can out-growl you. Ah, I can't growl. Did you ever see the devil come and go, ah, I'm going back. We're going to have growl contests, man. Can you top this growl? But God had a champion. He had a David. And he was just a stripling of a little old boy. Oh, man. But if you saw in the spirit, he had been to the fortress. Oh, my God, he was fortified. How many say he had the armor on? He come out there, man. He was God's champion, and he was going to fight the enemy. They weren't going to have to fight. He was going to fight the enemy and defeat the enemy. And from then on, the devil's got to serve him. And Jesus went to Golgotha's hill and Mount Calvary, and he fought the devil, and he whipped him with his own blood. And from now on, the devil has got to obey us. Amen. Say amen in the name of Jesus. It was champion against champion. The devil against Jesus. Amen. Say amen. And whoever would win, he was our divine surrogate. He stood for us. He was our substitute. He was our champion. He was our El. He was our God. He was our mighty warrior. Remember one time, Israel, and old Joshua got up off his knees after he got that accursed thing out, cleaned up the camp and got holy and clean again. Because as long as they had the accursed thing in there was unclean, they couldn't stand before their enemy. And honey, when something comes and you got trouble with it, then you better check your life out. Because the curse causeless shall not come. Amen. Say amen. Check it on out. Make sure you ain't got the Babylon garment. And make sure you haven't got the forbidden gold. And clean on the camp up. And remove that accursed thing. And when you do it, if you're in the spirit enough, oh, Joshua's on his knees. And all of a sudden he looked up and he saw a warrior standing there. Hallelujah. And he had a garment on dipped in blood. That meant he's been in other battles before. Amen. Say amen. He saw El. Hallelujah. He saw the champion. He saw God's mighty warrior. He saw the warrior God. Amen. See, amen. Most of the kings back in those days were warrior kings. He saw the warrior king. Amen. See, amen. The one that defeated the devil all the way down the line. He saw El. Amen. See, amen. He saw El Shaddai. He saw the mighty champion with his battle garments on. Amen. See, amen. His garment dipped in all kind of blood. Amen. Amen. With this shield and with this sword. And old Joshua hollered out and said, whose side are you on? Because I'm scared looking at you. But I kind of think you're on our side. But whose side? Because if you weren't on our side, I'd already been dead. I was in the right position to get my head cut off. Amen. Amen. Huh? And the champion said, nay, but I am the captain of the Lord's host. But if you check the Hebrew, it said, I am the prince of the Lord's host. And he wanted an angel, because he said, get your shoes off, boy. You're standing on holy ground. It was El. Amen. Amen. It was El Shaddai, the almighty warrior, with his garments dipped in blood of of the enemies of his people that he had slain before. The Lord's already whipped the devil for me. He just lets me feel good using his name. Behold, I give you power over all. I like that little word all. The devil don't like that word all. As we read down, you're going to find out that when he tested Jesus, he quoted from this psalm, but he left that word all out. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power over all of the... Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? I ain't afraid of the big bad wolf. God done pull his teeth out. If he gets close to me, all he can do is gum me a little bit. In fact, about 25, 26 years ago, I had a vision to that effect. As a little boy, my mother, grandmother had a farm, and she had a bunch of chickens. She'd go out there, and she'd broadcast the feed to them. Because when you sow the seeds, you broadcast them. She'd have an old apron full of seed, and she'd just start sowing the seed. Man, them chickens would come from all over the place. But that rooster didn't like me. And he was boss of the chicken yard. Except my grandmother. That old rooster didn't like me, and he come after me. He knew I was scared of him. And honey, if the devil knows you're scared of him, he's going to be on your track all the time. He's going to be on your track all the time. But if he knows you ain't scared of him, he ain't going to come unless you trap him or unless God makes him come. But if you're scared, he's going to be on your track all the time. And the one who should have been scared was that rooster, because I was twice as big as that rooster. And honey, when you with Jesus, you're twice as big as that devil. God showed me out there, and I was sowing the seed. But instead of chickens, it was lambs. God's lambs and sheep. See, God was showing me he's going to put me in the ministry. And he was going to give me some sheep and lambs to feed. And he was going to give me something to feed them. See, when God puts you in the ministry, he gives you something to minister to somebody to minister to. That's when you know you're in the ministry. You got something to minister to somebody to minister to. You don't just go out to them and show them the menu and get them all starving and hungry and whet their appetite and you ain't got nothing to give them. You do it a couple times, they're going to kill you if they get hungry enough. All a lot of these folks do is show you the menu. Man, I was just broadcasting that word. I was just sowing that seed. And all of a sudden, I was aware of an enemy. And when I looked, I saw the biggest wolf that I had ever seen. Literally, pictures are in my imagination. That thing was as big as a grizzly and ferocious. And right away he darted after them young lambs. Because, you know, if I know the nature of the devil, and I believe I know by the word, the devil's a coward. He picks on blind men, crippled ladies, and little babies. He goes after the lambs that don't know how to quote the scripture and fight. Oh, he's bad. He's bad in the nursery. You can see him go to the nursery and say, I can whip every baby in here. I ain't afraid of the baby in this place. I've been preaching this message for 30 years, and it's what they call me a false prophet over. But I'm going to be false over it. See, I'm not afraid of the devil. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf. How many say amen? I refuse to be a sinner. I refuse to backslide. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be bound. I refuse to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He gave me power over all the power of the devil. And you don't have to be afraid of somebody you can whip. And I know that I can do all things through Christ. Now, don't think I have got pride. I'm talking about faith in the blood and the word and the power of Almighty God. Yeah, I'm proud of Jesus. And until you know who you are and what you are and what belongs to you, and you take your place, the devil's going to terrorize you all you want. You got to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, not one thing by any means shall hurt you. Now I dare you to come tonight, devil. You're here and I dare you to come. And I'm boasting in brother Jesus. I'm boasting in the word of God. I'm boasting in the blood of Jesus. And I dare, I've been hearing your mouth. I dare you to come. You might terrorize and scare some of these people that don't know, but I ain't afraid of you. I done been to the fortress. I got El Shaddai with me. I'm on the chariot of the Almighty, and coals of fire and hailstone and lightning. And that same man is coming out. He's won the victory on Mount Calvary. He was my divine surrogate. He's whipped the devil and all the demons, and all the power of the enemy has to obey us, because Jesus has passed on that victory. He's given us the victory, and we ought to say thanks be unto God that gives us the victory, and through him we're more than a conqueror. Now you can let him buffalo you if you want to. He buffalo you and render you to none effect, and at best you're a scared to death Christian. And he's gobbling up your loved ones. Honey, we need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. We need to be sick and tired of getting kicked around. Say, devil, from now on, if it's any kicking to be done, it's me. Because God said, you'll bruise his head. I'm supposed to bruise his head. He ain't supposed to bruise my head. I'm supposed to bruise his head. And his mouth's part of his head. If he opens up his mouth, I'm going to stick my foot in it all the way down to his feet. I'm going to tell him, see if you can talk with all your teeth out. My foot in your mouth. Man, it's time for us to get stirred up and know who we are. What we are and what belongs to us. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. I'm a son of God now. I don't know what I'm going to be, but right now I know I'm a son of God. I'm in the family of God. God's my father, and I got his nature. Is that what son of means? He that's in the same family as father and possesses his nature. How many say amen? Now, I'm not a frog because my father wasn't a frog. And I'm not weak and I'm not afraid because my father's El Shaddai. How many say amen? He's all powerful.
Amen. And what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the secret place of the Most High from Psalm 91. I believe this message is one of great encouragement to every Christian, especially in these evil days of terrorism and uncertainty and so many anti-Christian elements. We know we have an adversary who desires to devour us, but we know that whosoever is born of God keeps himself from the world, and the wicked one toucheth him not. And that's because we are hid with Christ in God in the secret place of the Most High. That's where we are abiding, resting, fixed and stable under the shadow of the El Shaddai. This means the mighty God whom no foe can defeat. Now, we want you to have a copy of this message for your own personal spiritual library. We are sure it will be a comfort to your heart again and again, and it is available in audio tape and CD for a love offering of at least $10 to the radio ministry. Send your love gift of $10 or more and ask for offer 107T for the audio cassette tape or 107CD for the CD. Send your love offering to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you can go online at rghardy.org. Remember, for your love gift of at least $10 and asking for offer number 107T for the tape or 107CD for the CD of this beautiful message, The Secret Place of the Most High. Now, even if you do not wish to place an order, we still greatly desire to hear from you, and we truly do need your financial support to maintain this program over this station. We pray you will write today and tell us how the broadcast is blessing you, and enclose your very best love gift when you write. The mailing address, again, is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us at rghardy.org. Yeah.